Parnos starts with questions. The first question is,
in January of 2020, on subject of thinking of death, Sat said one of the benefits was that if it gives you contentment, you become self-sufficient, self-satisfied, self-contained. Would it be possible to talk about this in detail on each of these three? What to do and what to avoid? So the three words are self-sufficient, self-satisfied, and self-contained. More detail about these three words and what to do and what to avoid.
I didn't understand the question. What was about death?
In death meditation, you said that thinking of death, one of the benefits is that it gives you contentment. You become self-sufficient, self-satisfied, and self-contained.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Here, the self is the highlight. Just concentrate on the self. When you do the death meditation and you see the temporariness of this world, that in one moment it will not exist, there is not a confidence, or what was those three words? Contentment, self-contentment. Yes, it gives you that because there is no burden and seriousness about life. There is no this hard attachment to things. There is no too much emotional, connection with the outer world or the ideas in our mind. It frees us, the death meditation, it really frees us from the grab of what is not permanent. And then you live lighthearted. You live with joy because it's not a heaviness of permanent struggle on you. Now, because I didn't understand fully the question, I just answered why it was set, those three words.
You become self-sufficient, self-satisfied,
yes.
Self-contained.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're not relying outside. And you find your permanent place. And that gives you contentment, self-satisfaction, and independency. There is no need to grab, to have, to hold, to keep. It's really understanding. You see, normally when we live it as if it's forever, what we see, what we touch. It isn't so. So there is no quality in that because it's duration rather than quality. But when you realize that there is really quality, because you know there is not, the duration is unknown. And so few contemplate on that, and so many run away from a subject that actually will bring them peace and detachment. And is inevitable. I mean, it's something that is the end of all. That is wisdom.
Parnos asks the second question.
Next question set is about the quote of Baba. Baba says, discrimination and detachment are the two assistants of man. Keep them strong and give them full facility, for they help man to live unharmed and joyful.
I think the first question answers this one. I can't believe how well they go together.